It's day to day as far as, you know, with the trainers and stuff. I just basically sit back and do what they say as far as my treatment, and we just pretty much go from there.
Is it tough to be patient and let them make the decisions?
Yeah, it's tough, but then again, you sit down, you got to really understand, you know, you don't want to rush. You know, that's the biggest thing. You don't want to rush back and prolong your injury, you know. You just want to take your time, make sure you're straight for it. When you come back, be 100%, so you got nothing to worry about in the future.
Over the last couple of weeks, what have you done to help get ready and prevent it from happening in the future?
Just pretty much what the trainer told me to do, which is the minor things as far as, you know, just slow running as far as coming back and things like that. Pretty much whatever they tell me to do, that's what I do. And, you know, just sidetrack as far as do little bit things to myself as far as, you know, hot tub, cold tub, things like that as much as I can. It's minor. You know, it's nothing crazy, nothing significant, but, you know, with the trainers and stuff, they're big on that, you know, and then they're big on that. If you feel a little bit, we're going to calm it down, make sure it feels 100 to where you're not feeling anything to where you'd be ready to go.
How many days have you had no soreness? I mean, is the soreness rare, or is it something you deal with a lot?
I feel like it's just rare. I feel like, you know, in my eyes, I look at it as, you know, it's just me not running. Haven't been running in a while, you know, that's the biggest thing. But with the trainers, they feel like, you know, it's probably some little minor as far as, you know, it probably can still be the hamstring. So they just want to hold it out and make sure I'm 100% before I actually come back. And do I agree with them? No, I want to come back and play, of course. But, you know, at the end of the day, when you sit down and really think about it, you understand what they, you know, their thoughts and what they're thinking.
So as far as this week, you're just waiting to hear what they tell you.
That's pretty much it. I'm sitting back just like y'all sitting back waiting.
Last week, I'm sure, I don't know if you saw it or not, but Greg Olson was talking about, he said, you're kind of like the white albino tiger.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What'd you think about that?
I think that was an amazing comparison. but I mean, I understand what he's talking about. I mean, you know, Coach Ole only been here for a couple of months. And for those couple of months, I've only been out, you know, a couple of times. And so, I mean, as far as that reference was perfect, right? But I not to take it as a big deal, you know, it's just motivation to just get back. You know, I didn't take it as an insult or nothing like that. I know he's just making reference. I know Coach Ole is one of the main coaches who want me back as far as trying to participate with the team.